You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series to us, where we bring the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I am your host, N. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Ganesh Raju, founder and CEO, Ken42 and TurboStart. Now, ever since the coronavirus pandemic and the lockdown started, the education institutions have been the worst hit. While there has been a work from home and online class scenario that has been institutionalized, there have been a few challenges as far as student engagement is concerned. Let us hear from Mr. Raju as to how some of these issues can be tackled. Hello, Mr. Raju. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So first of all, you know, I wanted to understand, classes have moved online and it's almost been 6 months since the lockdown was institutionalized. And right now there is, you know, while we are having online classes across institutions in India, the experience is not, you know, not as seamless as one would expect it to be. So would it, you know, we keep talking to institutions and they talk about having to rely on multiple providers for, you know, different needs of their academic curriculum. So right now, wouldn't it be necessary to have one solution providers for all the academic needs?
I think, yeah, so partly that will solve the problem. But I think in our perspective, it's just not, say, the unified system. It also goes beyond that. I think we have fundamental issues like bandwidth, connectivity, hardware availability, so on and so forth. So just not having a unified system, sure, it helps in a long way in terms of at least making it easy for the institutions to adopt and the students to follow. But as a country, we still have fundamental problems like connectivity, as I said, and also hardware availability. So across the country, I don't think the experience is uniform. Simply because of the bandwidth and the availability of hardware and the connectivity issues. But again, as I said, to give a unified experience, you need to tackle larger issues, at least for India is concerned.
Okay, all right. But how is Ken42 kind of equipping both students as well as educators amidst this pandemic? I believe you have a lot of plans ranging from admissions to, you know, communications to fee payments and other things. So how is that functioning?
So when we started Ken42, what we realized is that there are a lot of systems and processes to run an institution or a school. And there are multiple point solution providers, right? Now, as an institution, for every activity, right, from outreach, admissions, enrollment, LMS, so learning management system, just for everything, while they adopt technology, but it's multiple systems. So what happens is there is breakages and there are multiple sign-ons. So it is not giving a unified experience. So when we started Ken42, much before the pandemic, our idea was to give a unified experience so that one system can enable institutions to run seamlessly and also give a seamless experience and superior experience both through faculty and the students. That was the intention. And that was a must we had, and the kind of traction that we had proved that. In fact, the onboarding that we were able to do in the past few months proves that a product like that was absolutely necessary. And what we have to also understand is, in the education sector particularly, the faculty, not as much the students. Students are, of course, digital natives. They understand it very well. But if you look at the faculty, they're not tech savvy predominantly, and I'm not generalizing it. But if you look at it, most of the faculties are not as tech savvy. And our system is, apart from being unified, as I mentioned, it also makes it a lot easier for the faculty and the administrators to handle the system. So we have kept end user in mind, predominantly the faculty and students and the administrators, and make it as easy as possible. So I would say these two factors were actually lacking in some of the systems that we had. One, they all were targeting point solutions, and the other one is it is more a technology solution. Both needed some kind of expertise in technology. So what we have done is to ensure that, one, it's unified, and second, also it gives an experience that's easy for an ordinary person to operate it. So that's the USP, if you will.
Okay. As you rightly mentioned, there has been a spike in demand, right? Has this happened across cities?
Yeah, so one, I would say partly because of the, mainly because of the pandemic. Now, if you look at it, since March, all the schools and colleges were shut, right? Now, suddenly, that's the peak admission time for all the institutions. Now, traditionally, what happens, majority of them, though some of them are using digital tools, if you look at it, most of the admissions happen through, say, for instance, colleges visiting the say schools in terms of promoting their offerings, so on and so forth. So suddenly they were caught unaware. So one, your outreach became suddenly difficult and you had to be digital. Second thing, typically parents would have visited school, picked up an application form, filed, so that was not there. Your fee has to be suddenly paid online. Then if you look at the exams, they wouldn't have been able to conduct the exams through traditional mode. So then they had to go anyway online. And then suddenly the classes, so the virtual classes became arranged, right? So not just in one aspect, you look at each and every aspect, they were forced to go digital. To that extent, I would say the demand is almost across the cities, across institutions, irrespective of the stage at which they are in. This is pretty much forced. Now, what happens that led to is that now, because it's a forced habit, like the way it is work from home, how effective it is, or at least as of now, that's the opinion. Likewise, institutions also have realized that a blended learning format will possibly work better in terms of reaching out to a higher number of students, as well as optimizing the physical resources that they have. So I would think while the demand itself was triggered by the pandemic, certainly this trend is going to stay. And I would see more and more institutions, schools across the country and beyond adopting technology to a large extent, and hence the demand.
Okay. As far as students are concerned, would you also have, you know, online libraries as well in place?
So the way we have done it is that we have kept, as I said, we obviously started our journey much before the pandemic hit. So what we kept in mind is the students' experience in colleges. And one of the reasons that why we wanted to do this this solution is because historically we felt that there's a large gap between what the industry is expecting and the students who come out of colleges. So we need to obviously bridge the gap. So while technology was the underlying, I would say, an enabler, our focus was essentially on how do we enhance the outcome of the students when they graduate out of the colleges. To that extent, we have kept everything in mind, including, as you mentioned rightly, the resources. Now, it could be a library within the, what's available in the institution. Also, most of the other freeware libraries that is available. In addition to that, we also have tie-up with other content providers, which depending on the colleges, we provide that. And also a lot of the ability for the colleges to get mentors from outside, and how do we increase the overall, entrepreneurship within the colleges. So all these things we have taken into account. And yeah, so the answer is yes, we have provision for the libraries, but that's just a small part of it. We have thought through many other things as well in our journey.
Okay, all right. Just one last question from my side. I also wanted to understand, as far as this whole online learning bit is concerned, would you think even after there is a reopening, this will be the new normal?
Yes, but not entirely. I would think interaction of the students is very, very important. So I don't expect, regular classes will be replaced entirely. But what will happen for sure is what can be taught without the teacher being there or without the students having to be in the class will be done online, what we call as the flipped classes. So essentially all the reading material or sort of things, what you teach in the school or colleges, that I think will be shared ahead with the students and the students will know what it is. But what we think the classes will be used is for more for discussions and understanding what it is rather than knowing what it is. I think even after the pandemic, I don't think it will entirely replace, but a large portion of online learning will continue and that will be here to stay. And if I can just add, it's just not, regular classes, but you can see a lot of other activities, right? It could be music, it could be sports. A lot of those things also will move online to the extent it is possible. Obviously, what you have to practice in the ground, you have to. But even that, we see a lot of adoption happening online.
Thank you, Mr. Datu. Thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you.
I'm sure you listeners have learned a lot on how the new age education system will be, even post the pandemic. If you listeners have any views or want us to cover any topic, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.